The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for April 20th, 2010. I am your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine arms, just a girl downstairs, and making a sweet, chubby, delicious, fudgy goodness is all I get.
Hail and greetings.
Hey, Elquin, how you doing?
Doing okay.
Doing okay? I think we need to turn up your volume. Can you
I'll see that, or I'm right on top of it. Do you want me to eat it? I can eat it.
Oh, just turn your knob just a little bit.
I don't know which knob to turn.
The one right above where your mic is plugged in, dear.
Oh. Well, that's turned quite a bit.
Okay, well, we will deal with it. All right. Turn mine down a little bit. There we go. All right. As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, guk.ogr, that's the OGR channel on the GUK server, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org.
Org.
Can you say org?
Orgy? Orgy?
Orgy? No, no, just org. Just org.
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 All right.
Borg.
I have notes.
No!
And you can have notes, too.
Oh, I don't have any notes.
Well, see, what you have to do is you need to go visit Jethro's page on Facebook. You're an admin on that page.
And
you can edit notes. I have our notes up.
Oh, that's what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm. Figured this way we can combine our notes and we know what the hell we're doing.
Yeah, but doesn't that mean everybody else can see the notes?
Well, I don't broadcast it, but yeah, people can go in and see the notes of what we're going to be talking about.
Oh, which so they get kibitz, too.
Which is fine by me. What's that?
They get kibitz.
What?
Kibitz. You don't know the word kibitz?
No, I don't know that.
Okay, everybody in the OGR channel, if you know what the word kibitzing or kibitz means, raise your hand.
I don't know that one, sorry.
Really?
I do not know that.
See, people are knowing it. Kibitzing is chatting, conversation, you know,
all
collaboration.
Right.
But I think it's Yiddish. Kibitzing. Old women get together in kibitzes. Anyway.
You want a kibitz, bud? You could drink?
Yes.
I see. All right, then.
Now he gets it. Yay!
All right.
You've learned a new word for the day.
Gotcha.
And the new word for the day is kibitzing.
Kibitzing. All right.
Oh, I need some ale. Hold on a second.
Oh, butting into the conversation is the actual meeting. Okay, fine. It's your dish.
There we go. All right. Okay, I have notes, so we're going to...
So, yeah, if they did go to the page and read it, the notes, which are just the show notes, and they jump in with their comments, they're kibitzing.
I see.
All right. Okay, well, why don't we go ahead and start off with the birthdays for this week that we know of, anyway.
Aww.
Our buddy, OGR DJ Monty, or now he's now called Orlok, from he's in Warhammer Online now. And our friend, I don't even know how to pronounce this name, Jill, I think, J-E-H-L. She may be listening, she may not be listening. But it's their birthday this week. At least that's what my Facebook alerts happen to say. Unless you know of any others that I may have missed.
Yes.
Okay, who did I miss?
Robin Valley.
Who's that?
Rothgar's wife.
Oh.
You also know her as, Emery? A.M.
Amira's?
Yes, thank you.
Well, you should have just said Amira's then. We don't know her by her real name.
Well, I mean, yeah, you should if you listen to the SOE podcast.
Well, I don't.
Robin takes care of the sound.
Oh, and we're also being told that a former member of the Legion of Kithagor and now a WoW fiend, Dilar's birthday. Oh, Miss F from the Antonio Bale service saying it might be George Takei's birthday today.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so well, add George Takei to the list there.
And
Naylene, something like that.
Naylene, yep. Yeah. Well, that's... Wait a minute. Naylene. Okay, that's Robin. Naylene. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, I need a dev card.
Okay, so yeah, we have some birthdays there. So we're going to go ahead and have a visit from the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday to that big old list of people. I do have a death to announce. Yes, we have a death to announce. Last week, Alan Swift died. For those of you who don't know who Alan Swift is, actually, I didn't know what his real name was, but it was the voice of Underdog. The voice of the cartoon character Underdog, and also Howdy Doody. Dying at the age of 86 of natural causes. So there we go. So
well, that's sad.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here. He's dead.
Wait. We have to check. Spell stuff. I have to back up and retype it. As of Tuesday, April 20th, 2010, Abe Vigoda is still alive.
Yay!
Congratulations, Abe. Keep with us, buddy.
I'm going to leave you alone for a moment. I'll be right back. I've got to go do something real quick.
All right. While Elquin's away, we're going to have a little segment here from Doofu, our lovable drunken dwarf. Doofu, our lovely drunken dwarf, we found out something earlier this week, and Doofu's going to say a few words on this fact. Doofu, what do you have to say, buddy?
All right! I want to know why the hell level 90 people can't buy alcohol! Why? There's no... We've asked and there's no reply! Well, do you think level 90s are just too old to get plastered? Is that it? We're too old to get mishnooked? We need our ale, especially the elderly. They need to forget the horrible years of the past. We need ale! Cheese it!
Yes, Dwarf, bring my ale! Here we go, Dwarf!
Oh, thank you very much.
Apparently, there is a bug right now. Level 90 characters cannot buy alcoholic beverages from NPCs. I don't know why. Matter of fact, I'm gonna let's check out our NPC here. Went on this rant, and with my luck, they fixed it in today's patch. Nope, nothing. I'm checking my bartender here at the Legion of Kithacor Hall, and there's nothing to be bought. Level 90 people are not allowed to buy alcohol at this time. I want to know the reasoning behind this. And why was there ever a limit put on that to begin with? No idea. That's really kind of weird. It's kind of like being reverse carded. Going into a pub, hi there, I'd like an ale, please. Oh, sorry, sir, can I see your ID? Well, certainly, right here. I'm sorry, you're too old to drink. What? I can understand being too old to drive. Why the hell am I too old to drink?
Apparently you are. I was really beginning to wonder if Kinos had gone dry.
Right, I mean, you were
North
actually...
Kinos and South Kinos and the harbor, and it's like, they weren't selling anything, or they were just selling provisioner supplies. And I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
but the outlying areas, like Willowwood and Starcrest and stuff, they still had some booze.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. But even our bartender was dry. I was like, you had nothing. I was like, why are we paying you? You're supposed to be the bartender. So that's a good question. Why are we paying the bartender a monthly fee since he can't serve most of us now?
That's right. I think we ought to get compensated for that.
Something.
I'm sorry. I want that 2 platinum back.
Yeah, we're paying for an amenity that isn't...
Let me see here.
100%?
What are we paying for, though?
Oh, I don't know.
Let me see here.
But maybe we should get a 50% discount or something.
Let's see. Bartender. Upkeep is 2 gold, 500 status. I want my 2 gold and 500 status back. Yeah.
It's either that or free drinks.
Oh, man.
Never can figure that out.
You know what it is?
And then we pay him again to buy the booze. All right.
You know what? Maybe it's not that we're 90. Maybe we're already so blind, stinking drunk that we can't see it on the menu.
Oh, hello there. I'm blind, stinking. Oh, where the hell is everything? Hello? Someone there? I've gone blind. And my palms are furry. No way.
Well, we know what you've been doing for that.
I'm innocent. I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
You're a Karen.
No.
It means you're a Karen or a
Karen's, Rotunda. Karens don't have furry palms. They have those pads, you know?
Well, then you're a Rotunda.
No, I would assume Rotungas have the same pads.
Well, I don't know. Well, there's only one other way that you would get hairy palms. That's a wives' tale, but who knows?
Werewolf. Their wolf. Their castle. Why are you talking like that? I thought you wanted to. Young Frankenstein.
I had to get Crema out to go check out the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another thing I noticed.
What's that?
The booze list is shorter.
Oh, the booze! Shorter?
It's shorter.
Why is it shorter? I mean, how is it shorter?
Well, he used to offer a lot more, and now there's less. There's less.
Dagnabbit, stop fucking with our booze!
Because I remember it scrolled down. It don't scroll down no more. It's just, boof.
I don't know. Jethel doesn't drink, so I'm not quite sure on that myself from memory. But I will take your word on that.
I pulled it up before, and I was like, And there's nothing there, hardly.
What the hell?
Well, I think a lot of it was taken away when they did Brawl Day.
Could be.
Packed up all the good stuff when they left.
Oh, those bastards.
Those dwarves. Doofu, what do you got to say about your brethren taking all the booze?
What? Accusing us of stealing? Run for it, guys! They're out to us!
See? Knew it.
Oh, brother.
So, yeah, my search for booze was... I was beginning to think the whole world was corrupt. But the queen got pissed and said, no more booze!
No more booze!
But, you know, it's some sort of bug going on, and the bartender in the guild doesn't want to sell anything. North Kino, South Kino, the harbor, nothing. The outlying towns, they had it.
That is rather weird.
Yeah, it's really strange. I have not... Well, I can't buy in Freeport, so... I can't see if Freeport's the same way or not.
Freeport,
I can always send
woman.
Crema over. I know I had Crema check around Nariak, and it was like, mm-hmm. You're saying, crap.
Blood wine.
They all serve blood wine.
Blood.
All of them.
Mm-hmm. I know, you ain't gonna tell me.
Even our bartender.
Mm-hmm.
If you can see it.
Well, can at the moment.
Maybe we pick him up, turn him upside down.
Give us the ale! Give us the ale!
No, we can't beat the crap out of the bartender. It doesn't work that way.
I blame the Far Seas Trading Company then.
Those bastards. And before I forget, any of the Legion of Kithagor that might be listening in, don't forget that the Moonlight Enchantments is going on right now. We can really use some trees for the guild hall. Besides the plain Nariak pines. I think we've got more than enough pine. I'd like to get more of the big ones. Let me see.
Want big ones?
Well, let me see which one, what they're actually called here. The big ass trees.
They're oaks or something.
Something like that. Gotta find.
I always forget that's going on. You know, it's like.
It's the 20th. I tried staying awake for it last night, but I was just too damn tired.
Jarthus oak, Jarasath oak.
Might be.
J A R S A T H oak.
Yeah, there are several trees. How close do I have to be to this thing to inspect it?
Yeah, probably a lot closer.
Yeah, the Jarseth oak tree is the one that I would really like. I think it fits in with the motif.
The motif, yeah. We could use some more instead of all these pine trees.
Yeah, we got more than enough pine. But, you know, we've broken out into Intonica in the Tier 3 Guild Hall, and there are very little trees that are placed as part of the... the landscape, the naked landscape. There are very little trees. Very few trees, I should say. Oh, you know what I actually did?
They had enough trees to make it look like they had a forest from a distance.
From a distance, yes. But, yeah. Mm. So, you know, just... I'm not saying we should populate the entire continent. I mean, the entire zone with trees. But, you know, in places where we gather, it would be nice, I would think. You know, just to make it look like there's a forest there.
I like us the fact that we broke out. You notice I've never seen any rain in here, so if we're good.
No, I don't believe there's any weather out here.
That's good. We don't need rain.
I can't remember ever being like all the times I've gone to the Legacy of Honors Guild Hall for the Laughing Ogre. RP Tavern that they do. I can't remember any time where it rained inside their guild hall, so I don't think we're going to be getting any.
Just blazing sun and no rain.
You know, I think it's funny. I think Sony could have saved themselves some work and just created land to rent.
Well, that's what I recommended for the next stage. You know, if they make a guild hall bigger, make it with a plot of land, too. I mean, sure, the courtyard in the Tier 3 is nice for some people. But the fact that people are breaking out of the halls... I mean, I know at least four guilds now that have broken out of the halls.
Well, I think because you really can't decorate the entire castle and all the rooms. You run out of room. You run out of item space.
Right.
But if you know, so we've broken out and we're out in the open and we're more creative out here.
Right.
We don't need a whole lot of the extra stuff.
You know, especially for a guild like the Legion of Kithacor that are more of a, you know, woodsy based, but don't want the Fade Arc. Well, you can do that in the Fade Arc too. You can break out in the Fade Arc.
But it's different. You have no land to get down to.
Right. You jump and you fall right through the land. So that's a problem. But, you know, for guilds like the Legacy of Honor or...
they're wanting to know how many trees you want.
Oh, hell, as many as we can get, I guess. Or or Restoration or whatever, something like that. You know, that have, like, you know, knights and officers and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, I mean, the inside the Tier 3 hall works. Outside the Tier 3 hall works for us. I think it works a lot better, and I'm loving what we've done to it so far.
You know, I would still like to know why they locked that upper part of the castle, the very upper part. There, when I was on test,
yeah, there's a
and
dome
I was checking out the castles, yeah, there was the big room on one side, and if you went on the other side of the hallways, it's on the roof up there.
Right.
It was another room up there that had some sort of power source that was... you know, running that drove the lights of the castle or something.
Hmm.
But they blocked that room off. There's a whole room up there you can't get into now.
Ah, no, I do not know that.
We should shove a teleporter in there and see if there's anything in it or if they just blocked it off.
If we can, I don't think we can actually shove it through a wall. Know where I am right now?
No clue.
I am actually within the city wall. You can walk right through it.
Over in the over the castle?
Yep.
The Kinos castles?
Yep. The
I know.
Yeah, the South Kinos Bridge is actually solid, so you can walk across that. But yeah, you can pass right through the wall and see the castle.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, you can't get to it.
Oh, I was able to get through it, to it.
To the castle
itself? You just
have
to build a little bridge. Yeah, I had to build a little bridge, you know, move a piece and step over and stuff. I did that all the way up to the top of the spiral up there, past the glowing circle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But there's nothing solid up there, and there's no backing on anything.
Hmm.
I was thinking if, you know, how cool would it be to make a room? But when you're inside looking up, you do see some flooring, but looking out, there's no backing on any of the graphics. And I understand that because that's extra rendering
to do.
Basically, they didn't need it.
You know, it's just like the sections of land that are missing. If you can't see it from the actual guild hall, they didn't put it in.
Pretty much so.
So, you know, anything east of Blackburrow and most of the stuff on the other side of the mountain chain is not there.
Right.
North of the mountain chain.
Even those mountains off to the west of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
See where I'm riding? Those aren't solid either.
No, I know. I tried getting out there. Also, the mountains that lead off, you know, toward Thundering Steps. Those are not solid either.
No.
I tried. They drop off after a while. I don't know, maybe a quarter mile after Blackburrow. But I'm having fun with the space we have.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Yep. If anyone would like to see what we're doing, by all means, the guild hall on the Antonia Bale server is open to the public. Antonia Bale server, go to the Antonica docks and visit Legion of Kithacor. Just make sure to take the portal anywhere you want to go. If it doesn't have a portal, there's really nothing there for the most part. there are a few camps and stuff like that. We're going to let some of our guildmates make little private camps. You know, that kind of thing. But nothing too elaborate. We don't want to completely tie up the house count. What are we at right now, anyway? Let's see. Yeah, we got about 250 spots left right now. But yeah, if one of the Legion, wants to have a little camp somewhere, I wouldn't mind them setting up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have a little perch out here.
Yeah, you got a little thing there. True Flight's building a log cabin.
Mine's not that elaborate. Mine's just a little perch in the rock and right. A little tent, a bed, fireplace, and a little table with maps on it and a light, and that's about it. I stuck a couple of trees out here. But I have a really nice view of the castle and the water and the lighthouse and our and what's left of the guild hall out there. The haunted guild hall is what we're calling it.
Yep. At some point, we should probably look into something to block off the doors and stuff. Just to make it look, And one of the things that I found out recently is the beach area. The beach area that's south of Archer's Woods.
Yes.
Is solid, and the ground under the water extends for quite a while. So we're actually thinking, I built a little platform out here that extends for a while. Like, what can we do to make it look like a boat? I think that would be kind of cool to have our own, boat out on the water.
Lots of people have made boats.
Right. So,
a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to have a boat out there, but at the same time, I don't want, an unusable boat to tie up all of our slots.
We could always buy the big boat someday.
No. I've True Flight and I have looked into that. It cannot be moved from the basement of the guild hall.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm taking my life into my hands and I'm riding out the ocean. Oh, that's cool.
What's that?
Yeah, there's actually some floor down here. That's pretty cool. I'm not drowning either.
Floor where?
At the beach.
Oh, I'm out here too. Yeah, it extends for quite a while. But of course, you can't swim in that water. You just sink to the bottom.
You're just riding along the bottom.
Yep, I see you.
I can see your platform up there. But yeah, you can make boats.
Yeah, we just got to figure out. I'll have to take a look at the Narathian home show and see what other people have done.
Yeah, some other people have made some pretty cool boats.
Yeah, so I figure build it just under the water, so it looks like it's floating, and then remove the platform.
Yeah. I see what you've done.
Yeah.
You've got these rugs out here, but the waves...
Yeah, but the waves cover them. So
the waves cover them when the water undulates. At least the water moves out here.
Mm-hmm.
Water is moving like it's normally.
Yep. I like it.
And so you got tents on the beach.
Yep.
Woo!
Not a lot of people have seen this, of course, because it's kind of out of the way, but I do have some tents and a bonfire going out on the beach.
So we're going to have beach parties.
Beat like it. Bingo. No.
Honestly, I think we should set the bar up down here.
Instead of the lighthouse?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a bad idea, I suppose.
I mean,
wait a minute. Can we have two bartenders?
No, I don't think so. This is flat enough. We can set up a bar right here.
Yeah, we can do that. Or I can always just, like I did at the lighthouse, build a platform for it. Well, yeah, you can only have one bartender. Yeah, I suppose we can put the bartender down here.
But yeah, I would put him down here. We could have parties down at the beach.
We can do that. Easy enough to move.
Yeah, we can't swim, but we can go wade in the water and pretend.
Mm-hmm. follow me. Follow me. Where are you?
I'm at the beach. Where did you go? Oh, what am I asking that for? I'm a tracker. Good lord.
I'm right here in front of you.
I see you. That's another thing. I've been fiddling with other characters.
Yeah.
and I cannot handle playing anything that cannot track.
Oh, I know. It makes such a difference, doesn't it?
I just cannot handle it. All of a sudden, I get a call. You need to go kill so-and-so.
Well, okay. We can't find it. Hell.
No track! Where? Oh, I need my track. I am used to my track.
I mean, in EverQuest 1, it came down to tracking and night vision. For me. I tried to, you know, I would try a different character. Well, I can't track.
Do you have a new outfit on? You're purple and black.
Yeah, I have an outfit. You're just, you know, probably far enough away from me that my clothing hasn't rendered.
No. Wait, will you hold still? Good Lord.
You're the one that's walking past me. I'm wearing all black.
Oh, that's neat. No, it's purple and black.
No,
where'd
it's
you
not.
Get that? Yes, it is.
It's not on my computer.
Well, you should see it on mine. It turned towards me again. Turn your body there. Well, yeah, it's a deep purple.
Oh.
And black and gold.
Well, I know.
Why? What
black
does it look
gold.
Like to you?
It just looks black and gray to me, but you know, I could be wrong. But
No, I'll it's pretty.
Link that in the channel here.
What you got on?
It was actually pretty expensive to get for something for an appearance slot. Of course, you're going to kill me because I know you could have made it.
Probably.
Now, what'd you do that for? I could have made
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's purple.
There.
Black. Well, unless my swords are giving you a purple glow.
Yeah, I think it's your swords because Edward, who just passed us, just told me that it looks black to him. So it's probably your swords.
Yeah, my swords, I've noticed, give everything I got. I'm got a purple hue on me. Yes, I could have made that. That's spotted leather outfit.
Mm-hmm. So see what I did here at the border, where it just drops off at the edge of the world? I put all those fences that you made to good use.
I thought you were going to not do this.
Well, I didn't want Urson to do this with hedges, because hedges are not as wide, and it would have taken a million of them. I did it with the fence. I mean, the fences are like 20 feet wide.
You're
long.
Not going to do this the whole way through, are you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, Lord. Your item count is going to go...
Didn't take that many. And, of course, I didn't, like, go over the mountain.
Nope.
You go over to the other side of the mountain chain, and it starts back up again. And then ends at... True Flight, build a little camp here for the scouts.
Yeah, I haven't been out here. You're supposed to have made a log cabin out here?
It's a little further down the road, but he made a meeting area if the scouts ever have a meeting over here. Behind me.
I'm coming.
But beyond this area, there's nothing else. Go to the other side of the mountain and it drops off.
Oh, this is nice. Just a little spot.
Mm-hmm. And the True Flight's log cabin is out this way. We should put something up.
Did there. He? Did he use the spot up here at Valhalla's?
No.
Really? That's an open spot. If anybody wants it, it's a nice little area.
Yeah, I was just about not to say we should do something up there because it is a flat area.
Yeah. Not much of a view, but it's a neat place.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. It's around here somewhere.
Did you block off the cave entrance that's over
yes.
here that leads to nowhere?
Yes. As much as, you know, any kind of cave entrance or anything like that just drops to nothing. So anytime I found some, I've tried to block it off. Oh, where is
How
it?
How in the hell did you get up there?
Ran?
Yeah, I know. I just keep forgetting we can't. Out here, we can climb everything. I love climbing all the mountains.
Here's True Flight's thing. He's going to be redoing it. He needs more of the smaller logs. But this is his place. Let's ransack the place.
Well, there's not much.
Well, there's nothing in here
to
ransack. Oh, well. But I think it looks good. He did a good job there.
He's got a nice view up here, I have to admit. Yeah, that's not bad.
And if you're going to come for a visit, make sure to check out the sauna. I think I did a wonderful job on the sauna. It looks great. I am the man. Who's the man?
You are.
And I rock.
Of course. So yeah, we've been having a blast out here. I mean, we've got everything, you know, close together that you normally, you know, go in to use, like the bank and stuff and all that. But yeah, if any of the members want to have a little campsite anywhere out here, that's perfectly fine. They just need to pick the spot and bring the, and, you know, Crema can always make stuff up and mm-hmm. we can set them up their own little spot. Besides, if they're on Friends, they can move stuff, can't they? Once it's placed?
No, only trustee. So if you have something that you want to do, members of the Legion of Kethakor, that is, let us know and we'll give you a hand with it. So I don't want to just randomly start throwing people on trustee.
No, but we'll set them up. We'll get them started. It's funny not to see the big towers out here.
Well, at least we have one of them replaced with our own.
Yeah. But I like my little campsite.
Oh, did you get to see the memorial to Kethakor that I put up last night?
No, where is it? I know it's over there. So
come to somewhere. You can see it from the bank.
Heading over there.
It is so awesome. You can see it from the bank. And from the transportation authority. Where we have our mage circle tower.
I'm just passing the meeting area right now.
Okay.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. I noticed that there's a patch of something out here. Must be a hole.
No, I just happen to have some firefly patches on me. I just kind of randomly put them in places. That's what I'm going to be doing with these new trees. I'm just going to be randomly putting them in places. So it'd be like, you know, wow, look at this vast expanse of nothing. No, there's a tree! Yeah. I think I did a good job with this.
I'm rounding around the crafting area.
Okay.
And, okay. Oh, I saw that earlier, but I didn't know what the hell it was.
Yep, it's nice and bright. Water. I'm using those Tupton.
Oh, yeah. Friggin' yeah.
I use those Tupton lamps. I get two of them in there, and they're friggin' bright as all hell. So you can see this from a while away.
This used to be what we had basically in the center of our guild. Hall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the most part. Then I put, you know, rocks around it to level it off.
It's cool. I like it.
To answer the question, it's the... Crap. Which one sells the trees? Is it the instance in the Greater Fade
Arc? Yeah,
No, I think it's Darklight, actually. Let me look.
Well, you know where I can go to look.
Yep. Den Moms.
EQ2, EQTraders.com. Den Moms got it going on.
Yes, it is the Enchanted Brownie Grotto is where you can buy the trees.
Yeah, that's in Darklight Woods. You're faster than me.
I'm not real big on the Faedwyr Oak. I think it's too short. But the Jarzeth Oak tree, I think, is perfect for the area. The flowering tree is pretty cool, too. But yeah, when the show's over, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be alt-hopping and getting as much... What do we got? I only got four left from the last time, so I need to stock some up. Go get some trees.
I need to do it, but I just don't know what I want yet. Because I need to redo my house, too, but then... You know what I want? I want a refund on my magical house. I want to be able to have... go live in Hellas for a while, and if I get bored, I can go back to my magical house, but... I guess once you use the thing and buy the house, you're stuck forever.
Yeah, you're pretty much stuck with it. Well, yeah, I've seen the screenshots for the houses in Hollis, and yeah, I'm definitely moving, as I'm sure most of the people are going to be moving to Hollis. Wow, I can really see that memorial from far away.
Yeah, well, I saw it when I came in and looked over and went, Wonder what that is. Well, I'll go check that out later.
All right, what else do I have in my notes here? Let's get back to the notes. Notes. Alcohol bug, we did that. Moonlight enchantments, we did that. There are new things in the marketplace. Let me take a look here.
Nothing that lit my fire up. Purple mushroom hat.
Nah, I can do without those mushroom hats, really.
Our guest in the guild?
Hmm?
Edward?
What about him?
Is telling me that I can.
Can what?
Move out of my rent-free house in my magical house and go rent something else for a while and then move back.
Oh?
He said he's done it a bunch of times. What? I'm just afraid to do it. You know, I only get one shot at a Freeport house, you know?
Right. Now, the broom of Trilin Replica, I think would be kind of cool for a halfling to have. Wielding a broom.
Get out of my kitchen! Out! Out!
Then we have the grassy green mushroom cap. No, I think I'll do without that.
Oh, it was green? I thought it was purple. Maybe I'll see
green
this
time.
I did like the broom. I thought that was cute.
There is
I could see some RPing with that.
I can see Morian having that.
Yes, I can.
I can see Morian having that, or Santania. See, there is a gray snow bunny hat.
Compared to the white snow bunny hat.
Mm-hmm. This one's a gray one.
Whoop. I don't know. Just didn't light my board.
Sapphire inlaid armbands. No, not for me.
No. When they get to red something or other, we'll be good. We got a person here looking for Dufu. She's got some steins for him.
Steins for him?
Yes.
And Dufu was not in the hall, actually. And there is a wand of effervescence. In other words, it's a bubble machine.
Yep. You're forever blowing bubbles.
Eh, I'll pass on that one.
Yeah, no, it's just...
So yeah, so I think the broom's pretty cool. You know, for RP reasons. I think the broom would be all right. The mushroom cap? I don't know. Bunny hat? Kind of silly. All right. I can see some people wearing it. Sapphire armbands. Maybe not for me. Not for me, but maybe, you know, other people. And the wand of effervescence. Meh. Not for me. Perhaps for other people to be silly. I can see some fays going around, leaving a trail of bubbles behind them. You know what I mean? Hmm? What?
Oh, just bubbles. Ah. Can you come to the crafting area?
Yeah, I'm
maybe
right here.
You can get the booze from her for Dufu for later. So you can talk to her. I decided I was going to go ahead and start my career as a transmuter and a dormant person. Oh my god.
You masochist.
I know. So I went and saw the Chronomage and mentored down and proceeded to go beat up on newbie level stuff. And you know what's harder this time around is that you used to be, at least to get some piece of little crap in the little wooden chests
mm-hmm.
that you could transmute. But they've changed a lot of that lower level stuff to stuff you can't transmute. It's not treasured. It's common, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that limits what you can use. So you always have to get. What's the next one up from the little wooden chest? Just a treasure chest?
I think so.
Treasure chest. So it's treasure chest or better. So that's a lot of mobs you got to go through before one of those drops. So I've been kind of focusing on names. And they will drop anywhere from a treasure chest to a nice, pretty black one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing that for, what, the last week or so?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm, last night I was desperate. created a Nubian and ran it around the Queen's colony and got a few things. And that was just too time consuming, really. So I dug in my bank and pulled out all the bronze that I had. Made a bunch of bronze daggers. So I'm going to go through them and see if, hopefully, I will get me to 50 in transmuting. Now, during the course of this, my, my transmuting has grown leaps and bounds from transmuting all this stuff over and over and over again.
Right.
I'm doing level 60 stuff now. So, yeah, I'm getting there. But the thing is, getting a big enough supply of the shards, because you need 6 shards per combine. You get 3 of them back, but you can't do a combine unless you have all 6 in your bag. So you need a lot more shards than you do the powders. I'm noticing that there is so when you get a piece of equipment and it says white adornment or whatever, that's where the transmuting comes from. There's lesser, which is the white. Then there's greater. Hang on, let me
yellow.
Let's see. There's lesser, greater. Let's see, what was the greater? Well, the greater is a white slot, and so is the lesser. Then you get superior. Examine. And it says white, too. See, I don't know where the yellow and the reds come from yet. I don't know if they come from transmuting or if they come from drops. I'm still figuring this out.
You can get them up in Paneal, I believe.
I'm being told that lesser, greater, and superior are all white, so I'm not sure where the yellow ones are purchased in Paneal. What about the red ones? I've got some pieces that need to have red. I've yet to find any of those.
I don't know.
And if something, I mean, is that the only thing you can put on it? I'm wondering.
Only thing
I'm being told raiding. Raiding, you can get the red ones.
Ah.
So if I have a piece of equipment that says it has a red slot, but I don't have anything that's red, it won't take anything else on it, I guess.
I would imagine not.
So, anyway, I'm still trying to work up to at least 50 in adornment so I can move on to, and that's only the 1 through 50 is the 1 through 9 level, and then I'll be in the next level, which is 10 through 19, which seems to be a better area to get stuff. Okay.
Ruya on the Etonia Bale server is telling us that you can get the red ones from the battlegrounds as well.
I haven't even spent time in the battlegrounds yet. I did on the test servers. And I'm being told that each slot is for a specific type only. So if you've got a piece of equipment that says red, that's it.
So it's not up to red or anything like that?
No. What I wish is that you could take the lesser pieces of equipment and put a dormant on it and then at least be able to transmute that thing. That would be nice.
Oh, well.
And then it seems like, you know, if I can just get into the next level, the 10 through 19, I shouldn't have too much of a problem getting components for that. I seem to be able to farm pretty good, and that's basically what I'm doing. I'm out farming stuff. The 20 through 29 I seem to have more problem with. I didn't get as much. And then the level 30 through 39 seems to be going pretty good. I've got a couple of spots. And that's about as far as I've gone. I've got some other pieces in my my bag that are up to the 60 levels, but that's what I'm transmuting at. What is my transmuting?
Couldn't tell you.
There's a formula I found on Denmom's site, so I made a little spreadsheet to help me figure out what I could be, you know, how long I have to hang around in an area. My transmuting's at 312, so I guess that's not too bad. Bring up my transmuting, and I'll update it.
Mm-hmm.
Do-do-do, hang on, 312, 312, 312. So according to this, I can transmute up to level 67. And basically, you take the level of transmuting, divide it by 5, and add 5
okay.
to that number. And that will give you the level that you can transmute for that. So at 312 divided by 5, add 5 should give you 67, something like that. So I have this, like I said, I have this little spreadsheet running down the line showing me where I'm at. So when I'm looking at my points, I can see how many more points I've got to go through before I can go to, like, let's take level 69 stuff. Level 69 stuff, transmuting, runs five different points from 318 to 322. So when you hit 318, you can do 69 level items, but you will not be able to do level 70 until you at least get 23. So that gives me an idea how long I should stay into an area and continue to go after the mobs. And it's sad because, you know, I know darn well if I go after a name, I'm going to get a chest.
Mm-hmm.
And in the chest, I'm going to have something that I can transmute.
Right.
Which is, you know, and I'm killing stuff along the way. I'm killing stuff between me and the mobs and stuff. But still, you know, I'm not getting much the other way. Now, I know that there's a thread going on in the forums. I believe it's in the trader area that Domino was getting a feel for what people would think about having some sort of transmuting adorning type writs where you are able to increase your transmuting or adorning type skills through this little writ. You know, you get the components and you do the combines and, you know, sort of like a crafting instance, but just for transmuting and adornment. I don't know. I mean, if they had one, I'd probably be doing that along with everything else just to get going. It seems like I'm having a harder time getting the adornment going than it is the transmuting. Because I know I've got to go get more level 1 through 9 stuff, transmute it, which will increase my transmuting skill even higher. So I'm afraid I'll probably max out my transmuting while I'm still working halfway through my adornment levels. It's not fun. I should go. Let's see. Harvesting, transmuting. Where's the adornments? It must be trade skills. Tinkering. I'm only 20 points from maxing out tinkering. And adorning. Oh, adorning says it's 30 out of 450. So 20 more points. If I can get 20 more points, I can get to 50. Then I can work into the next level. And I know Mastercrafted I can use, but I surely hate going through all my put away rares for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But the Chrono Mage and me have become really good friends.
You're putting their kids through college.
Putting all their kids through college. I'm seeing them just about every day.
You're having an affair, aren't you?
Yeah, with the Chrono Mage guys.
I knew it.
One's a girl, isn't she? It's hard to tell.
Well, but that's all right. As long as I get to watch.
Tinkering is a lot easier to get up. I mastered tinkering, and I could probably max it out if I wanted to. The materials do come easier. I mean, they're harvest. You just have to have a lot of them. Transmuting is a lot of hunting, a lot of killing. I mean, I don't care if you're out harvesting for rares to make and to mastercraft it, and it has to be some sort of usable item, like armor or weapons. Can't be any house items. So,
yeah.
And I always come back with packs full of stuff that I can't transmute, that all I can do is just sell. Oh, yeah, I'm eating the Adepts. I mean, it's funny, you know, everybody's watching me in Guild, and all of a sudden, you know, every time you get the rare ones, legendary and whatever above, you know, because I'm hitting the names, right? And I'm hitting the names hard. And I just flood the channel with this stuff.
Just beating the crap out of that stuff. And I'm looking at you like, why are you bothering with that? Oh, that's right. You're transmuting.
And it's too, you know, somebody said, how are you going to use that tunic? And it's like, well, too late. I already ate it, you know.
My God, she's eating her armor.
Yes, I open the chest and I gobble it up and I puke out powder.
Okay, then.
So, yeah, I should take a break probably and go figure out some of this other stuff that's going on. Like, you said you found some more quests for the airship. See, I remember hearing about that, but...
Yeah, you have to go to the... go to Painel, click on the thing, go to the airship dock. And the whole... And there's just a whole bunch of...
But aren't there quests that take part that happen on the airship itself?
Yes, and you definitely need a group for this.
Yeah, I thought it was a group for that.
Because I have not done it myself. Because I don't have a group.
And I still think it's funny. I watch the level channel. Mm-hmm. And I try to keep from snickering every time I see that... Group needs more for VD.
My God, they're having orgies and they're willingly doing VD. Did Antonio?
To VD too.
Did Antonio Bale just go down?
I don't think so. I'm still here. You just logged out.
Well, I can't.
Trista.
Log
in. I have no clue. I know it's been sort of pukey lately.
Well, I just...
there's other people still hanging in here.
All right. Well, I camped out to switch to a Fae, you know, start doing some...
Maybe they're on to you.
You know, trying to do the grotto over there in Greater Fae Dark. It says I couldn't log in, and then it brought me to the character select screen, and it said the server was down. So, I'll just have to log back in.
I just noticed this. since I started a dormant, it threw me in. It threw me into the 1-9 channel.
Oh yeah.
I haven't had that on before. I kicked myself out. I was wondering why I was reading stuff, going wanting to get a group for Fallen Gate. And I'm going, what?
Yes.
Huh?
With a chicken? What? Okay, well, I think we're going to take a music break.
Dun da da da!
Mm-hmm. And we'll be back in like 15 minutes. We shall return! Same Jethel time, same Jethel channel!
In 15 minutes.
Stay tuned for more of the Jethel Silverwing Show right after this break.
Okay, we are back.
Compared to being front?
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
yeah, and swinging it side to side.
Mm-hmm. All right, and you had a little game that you were trying to get together with Doofu about. Tell us about this game.
Well, it's going to be, for lack of a better name for it, is... Name That Booze.
Name That Booze. Tell everyone what they have to do.
Well, first of all, we're going to get Doofu in here in a moment. We're going to blindfold him. And since he's a connoisseur of booze in general, I'm going to feed him one of the boozes that you can find in Norrath.
All right.
And he's going to have to try and guess it. He's going to give everybody what he thinks of it. From the taste.
Now, wait a minute. Is he going to have to guess it, or is he going to describe it and they have to guess what it is?
Well, he's going to describe it, and, you know, if nobody guesses it, he can guess too, okay? So, If you're in the channel, you can guess what it is from what he's describing. And if you're the first person to guess correctly, we'll get you some sort of prize. Also, I'll be looking for new boozes.
New boozes?
New boozes. And those who submit a new booze to me, one that we haven't done yet, and I haven't got my paws on since it seems like a lot of it went with Brelde. If we use your booze, we'll send you a prize.
All right.
So don't just dog sending me booze. Just, you know, send me an email with the booze name, and then if it's one we haven't used, then I'll contact you and we'll go from there.
The name, where it comes from, how can you get it?
Yeah, something
like that. Is it brewed? Do you buy it? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to give Dufu a booze, some sort of booze. He's going to describe it, and they have to guess what it is before Dufu does.
That's it.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and bring Dufu out here, and we'll change the music. And we're trying this out. You know, you guys, we're getting too good at that wearing Norath as Cheez-It Nibble Bun, so we'll give this a shot anyway.
Or at least good for a few weeks.
A few weeks, anyway. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring Dufu out. Let me change the music here.
Hey! This is the Drunken Dwarf! I understand you got some booze for me there, Elkman.
I do, but you have to put a blindfold on first.
What? It's tight!
We just cover your little peepers.
All right.
Now, you can't see anything, right?
Cans. Oh, what are these things?
Ooh. What? Get your eyes out!
I'm blindfolded here!
Don't touch the merchandise. Put your hands down.
Okay.
Aren't the jugs you want.
Ho, ho, ho!
Stop it.
All right. Let's try the booze.
But you can't see nothing, right?
Can't see a damn. I'm blindfolded is what I am.
Okay. Now, here, give me your hands.
Okay.
All right, here. Now, drink this.
Holy crap! Oh, my brain! My brain! Oh! You get pale paint with this crap! What the hell? You're trying to kill me!
No, it's sold all over Norath.
Sold all over Norath.
Take another sip.
Are you insane?
Oh, maybe it's just, you know, acquired taste.
Let's try it again.
Oh my god!
Brell, help me!
Is it that bad?
Yes. I think we have a winner. In the channel, we have a winner.
We do. How could you see?
I don't know. I've got spots in front of my eyes at this point.
Sealock? S-E-L-O-K.
Sealock has guessed it correctly. We have Olga Swill! Oh!
This is because it's the good stuff ate through the tub.
Ate through the tub and probably ate through everything else on the way down! Tub, the grass, the ground! Gaping holes in Norath where Augustville has gone. Please tell me you won't give me Augustville again.
I promise that is off the list now. Once you've had a taste of it, it will not be back.
That's what you think. I'm going to be tasting this for a month.
Well, here is a nice cold glass of dwarven ale. Have at
it. Oh, the Augustville makes even this horrible!
Oh!
Cheez-It! Get my ginger root!
Oh, God!
Cleanse the palate! Oh, forget about it! Hey! Bring me some of that stuff with the ghost jalapenos!
Oh my god!
It's the only thing that's gonna burn this taste out of me mouth! Oh!
Well, hopefully next week will be something better.
Alright, I'm back. Doofu's out. He's on the hunt for ghost chilies. You guys heard of this crap? He says he's gonna have about 5 of them. Just to get the taste of the ogre swill out of his mouth. Oh, boy.
Oglock swill? Is that how you say it?
Oglock swill.
I couldn't even say it. I just love what it says. Because the good stuff ate through the tub.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah, he was looking rather green as he left the studio.
Yeah, right? You know he felt me up when he had his things on? Blindfolded him, grabbed my
well,
jet.
Well, maybe he thought it was Name That Boobs.
No.
not Name That Boobs. You gotta be specific with him. He's drunk, you know.
He's at the right height, too, and I was leaning over. Well, I guess I sort of asked for it, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And speaking of being drunk and blah, blah, blah.
We'll wear the plate next time.
I just want to say for the record, there is an NPC, I mean not an NPC, but a player character in front of me in Greater Fade Arc named Nice Round Ass. I'm not kidding you.
Isn't that against the nothing?
Not offensive to me. What the hell do I care?
Yeah, but it's got the word ass in it.
You report it. I don't care.
Report. Nice Round Ass. Oh my god.
It's RP-ish.
Oh no.
Maybe she's role-playing that she has a nice round ass.
Jesus. Anyways, see,
she's like level 4. What do you want? Anyway.
How do you say her name? Or his name? S-E-L-O-K?
Selok, I think.
Selok. Will you please get your information to Jethel? That's your turn. You usually have a spiel for this.
Okay,
so they can send you stuff.
Selok, why don't you go ahead and send me an in-game message. Jethel on the Antonia Bale server, or since you're on the Antonia Bale server, just send it to Jethel with your real mailing address so I can send you a prize from the SOE prize box.
The box.
The box then, of Sony goodness.
And then any of you that think you have a booze that you don't think I've already found... send me an in-game mail at Antonia Bell, Elquinjena, ELQUINJENA.
That's what you get for having a long-ass name.
Yeah, it takes a while. And with your suggestion, you do not have to send the booze itself. Just say, hey, have you tried this booze? With the name and maybe a little bit of background of, you know, where you got it from. I know the provisioners have a lot of different booze drinks that have booze-sounding names, but they are not alcoholic. And what I'm looking for is alcoholic beverages, the type that you drink that will increase your alcoholic content.
Yes. Alcohol.
Now, I have a few that are player-made already. I will tell you that. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 that are player-made currently.
All right, then.
So... use your imagination and send them my way.
Use your imagination.
You get to entertain the troops for a minute. I'll be back again.
All right.
I gotta go put away the booze.
Gotta put away the booze. The booze! Kinda reminds me of Eddie Izzard. You know when you're... You know, when you have an office, everyone always hangs around the water cooler. And sometimes you want to go out for sandwiches. Hey, want to come out for sandwiches? Yeah, sure. But I guess there's one occupation where that would be a hazard, and that's beekeeper. That's beekeeper. You know, I'd like to go out with lunch with you, but you're covered in bees! Okay, forget it. Wasn't funny. I do really like the name of this guild of the guy who's standing in front of me. The Defenders of Important Things. Important to who? Important to themselves? Important to Norath in general? the Defenders of Important Things. Maybe they're led by Dimitri Martin. I'm not sure. So, had to stretch my back there for a minute. So I'm going around in the moonlight enchantments and getting the little crystal things there so I can get trees for the guild hall. That's what I do. Belching all over the place. That's all right. It's okay. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show. Where do you get the news that is the news all across Norrath? Probably EQ Tuesday, but this is the Jethel Silverwing Show. So let's see. What was I about to do here? I was thinking about singing, actually. I haven't sung on the show in a long time. I'm thinking about it. I just might do that. Guess I'll wait till Uncle comes back so she doesn't, you know, get on the mic and interrupt. It's all right, though. So we're running around. I always find that the one in Greater Fade Arc, the Moonlight Enchantment in Greater Fade Arc, is the better way to go. Because you can just, you know, camp out, create a fey, run through it, put the shard in your shared bank slot, camp, delete the fey, remake the same fey with the same name, come back, and it works.
What works?
I was just telling them about alt hopping and doing the run in the fade arc.
You're cheating.
I'm not cheating. I am utilizing the game dynamics as they were intended.
Yes. I think I'm going to go back to an alt, even though it'll probably take me longer.
To do what?
Go to the Queen's Colony and harvest. Doesn't seem to be very many harvestables at the 1 through 9 in Norrath.
Now, what are you harvesting?
The nodes that give tin or bronze.
Bronze.
I'm about ready to go mentor down too.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Well, I might as well kill while I'm, you know, harvesting. I'll track Oak Mist Forest on there. It just will take longer with a newbie harvester because
you don't have the skill.
Right.
Hence, newbie harvester. You know what? I think I'm going to sing.
Okay.
I haven't done that for a while. So why don't you go ahead and click off the mic. I'll bring you back right before we end the show. So let me turn off the background music. Here we go. And I got to change my recording settings here. Where is it? All right, and that's it for that. Elquin, you with me? Hello, Elquin?
Yes?
There she is. All right, so what have we learned tonight?
That Dufu doesn't like orcs well?
Yeah, I think that would be a fair bet. We learned that level 90 folks cannot have alcohol.
We've been cut off!
We've been cut off, folks. We learned about moonlight enchantments and Jethel's desire to have more trees wood. In the guild hall.
I thought it was just your way of getting more wood.
Just need more wood, folks. That's right. We learned that Alan Swift, the voice actor of Underdog and Howdy Doody, has died of natural causes. We also learned that Jill and Orlok from Online Gaming Radio are now a year older. And we learned that Dufu likes to fondle Elquin's boobs. Alrighty. So we're hoping that our pleas will be heard, and level 90 people will once again be able to get persnookered. But
put the booze back on the boob bartenders.
Yes. Well, they're on the bartenders, but for just some reason, level 90 folks can't see them. I don't understand.
At least not in the guild hall. I don't know what else needs to tell you. I know I went all over the place looking, and I was like, damn. Everything's dry. We've been cut off.
All right. Have anyone you want to give a shout out to?
Just everybody listening and all the Legion of Kithacor people.
Oh, on another note, Legion of Kithacor people, or anyone who really wants to anyway, you can follow me on Twitter. It's Kithacor on Twitter. So twitter.com/Kithacor. And might want to do that for the, as we're approaching fanfare, because we will be having a contest.
We are.
We will be having a contest through kithacor.org, and it will be announced on Twitter as well. We'll be coming up with a contest pretty soon. For those of you going to fanfare to have dinner with Jethel and Elkman on us, we are a treat.
Are you going to take a shower first? I mean, they're just going to lay the food on top of you and they're going to come eat this off of you? And me? Do I get to wear any clothes?
No,
is that sanitary?
You don't get to wear clothes.
It doesn't seem very sanitary. Dinner on us.
Follow us on Twitter or just
follow. Can we make it salad? Any hot dish?
Okay, I'm going to cut you off in a minute. So follow us on Twitter, or you can just subscribe to the RSS feed, the news feed at kithacor.org/feed.
Feed.
And we'll be announcing the contest, and the winner of the contest, of course, must be going to fanfare, please. And we will be announcing the winner before fanfare, of course. And you will have dinner with Jethel and Elkman. Probably at a McDonald's. You kidding
me? There's that Italian place downstairs.
Oh, Sbarro's?
Yeah.
Well, Sbarro's is always good.
Well, we'll do Sbarro's.
Or something.
Unless they're allergic to pasta and cheese and stuff.
Oh, we'll do something. But yeah, if you don't want to use Twitter, then you can always just follow us at kithacor.org. Subscribe to our news feed if you have a news feed thing on your phone or whatever. Or just keep an eye out on kithacor.org. We will be having a contest of some kind. Of course, we'll announce it here on the show once we come up with the contest. And that's about it.
You get a happy meal.
You get a happy meal. Now, of course, you know, if you, want to win a date with Doofu and it becomes the unhappy meal. You show up, he throws a bag with a hamburger at you. Here's your friggin' meal! You owe me $1.50. Now see, Delmon says EQ Tuesday will also be having a dinner contest. They just ripped us off. Oh, wait a minute. EQ Tuesday will also have a dinner contest where you can win a chance to take Delmon out to dinner.
Oh! So, you win the privilege of paying for Delmon's dinner.
And buying drinks for Xanadai, I'm sure.
Do they get to actually have dinner with him, or they just go in and pay his tab?
I think they probably just go in and pay his tab.
Gotcha.
He's going to go in and go, "Hi, I'm the Delmon, and put this on room 602. But Mr. Delmon, you're in room 505. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, folks, that's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. For those of you tuning in for the first time, I'm pretty sure there are some folks from the RP Looking for Group channel that are probably tuning in for the first time. I hope I didn't, destroy all hope in humanity and all that good stuff, too. Well, what the hell am I talking about? Of course I hope I did. Wait a minute. Ha 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 All right, that's it for this week, folks. Gonna be playing music for a little bit. Of course, you know, when you're listening to my music, you never know what you want to listen to. So here we go. Good night, everyone.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Dee Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.